That was music by Antony Dvorak. Good morning. I've forgotten how to do a radio show here. My name is Jeff O'Kelly. This program is News Button, and I'll be with you until 9 o'clock. We started this morning with music by Antony Dvorak. We heard a couple of his cypresses, music that he wrote as a song cycle when he was a young man. And I think I played the wrong two there. I think I played numbers 3 and 11. I'm going to get back to explaining what that is. That was a recording with the Panocha Quartet. They are a Czech group, and I'm not 100% certain that I know how to say their name correctly, but it's spelled P-A-N-O-C-H-A, so that's the best I can do right now. But let us do weather and road reports, and then we'll come back and hear one more of the cypresses, and I'll tell you a little bit more about them. Yesterday's low minus 0.1, the high made it up to 12.3, pretty comfortable in the afternoon. As of 7 a.m., the temperature is sitting at 3 degrees. Environment Canada says mainly cloudy today, 60% chance of showers over southern sections, high today of 10 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of plus 5. Saturday, cloudy, a 30% chance of showers in the morning, clearing in the afternoon. Snow level at 500 meters, rising to 800 meters in the morning. Wind from the north at 20, gusting to 40 late in the morning, then becoming light in the evening, and a high tomorrow of only 6. That's going to be our cool day. Sunday, sunny with a low of minus 3, a high of 7. Monday, sunny, a low of 0, a high of 11. And Tuesday, sunny with a low of 0 and a high of 11 again. Lots of 11s coming up. It looks like we're mostly into double-digit territory now for our daily highs. Taking a look at conditions across country and around the province. Let us start in St. John's, Newfoundland, where it is a very comfortable 6 degrees and mostly cloudy. Montreal, drifting snow and minus 17, not quite so comfortable. Toronto is at minus 19 and sunny. Iqaluit, ice crystals and minus 29. Winnipeg is minus 12 and light snow. In Regina, light snow and minus 7. Yellowknife is minus 31. Edmonton and Calgary still enjoying a bit of a balmy season. Edmonton is cloudy and minus 2, plus 1 and mostly cloudy in Calgary. Whitehorse is mostly cloudy and minus 6. Prince George, 0 and cloudy. And a little closer to home, Clinton is cloudy and minus 1. Hope, 7 degrees in light rain. Kamloops, mostly cloudy. 4 degrees in Pemberton. And Vancouver is cloudy and 8 degrees. And on the highways, the reduced speed zone is still in effect. On Highway 1, that's between the Ferriby Tunnel and Hell's Gate Air Tram. That'll be until further notice. You're asked to reduce speed to 60 kilometers and watch for 60 kilometers per hour and watch for fallen rock on the road. Also, this is a new note today, slippery sections from 10 kilometers east of Cache Creek to Kamloops. No notes for Highways 12 or 40, and on Highway 99 South, slippery sections from Lillooet to the Cane Creek Bridge. Highway 99 North has slippery sections from Lillooet to the Hat Creek Corner, and then fog with limited visibility from the Hat Creek Corner on to the junction with Highway 97 north of Cache Creek. And that's it for weather and roads. All right, let's get back to Antony Dvorak, the Cypresses. These were songs he wrote in the mid-1860s. He was about 24, 25 at the time. And he was in love with one of his young students, who was 16 years old. I can't remember her name. And apparently it was his love for her that inspired him to write these songs. I think there were 18 of them originally. They were not a true song cycle in that they didn't really tell a story. They were just all different expressions of love and the various emotions surrounding love. Anyway, that particular infatuation went nowhere except that Dvorak ended up marrying the younger sister of the woman who he was in love with at that time. He did not allow those songs to be published. He hung on to them, but 20 years or so later, he pulled them out, looked at them again, and he decided to change them from works for voice and piano into purely instrumental works. So he rescored them for string quartet, giving the melody usually to just one of the instruments, and most of the time it was to the first violin, and then distributing the piano accompaniment among the other stringed instruments. Very successfully and skillfully done, and despite this being early music by Dvorak and not showing a lot of the bohemian-type dance rhythms, in other respects, the lyricism and the melodic gift that he shows is very, very similar to that of his mature period. The two we heard to start the show were called In the Power of Your Sweet Glances, and then number 11 was Stillness Lies in Nature's Realm. We're going to hear one more. This is number 4. It's called Oh, Our Love Will Never Blossom to a Happy End. And I just want to point out, if this was CBC2, you would not be hearing numbers 3, 4, and 11. You probably wouldn't be hearing these pieces at all, but if they did play them at all, they would be playing numbers 1, 2, and 3 because they don't bother to do any research. They would just pick the first three tracks on the CD. Here on Radio Lullabet, we do some research and try to pick good stuff for you.
Thank you.
That was music by Antonin Dvorak. We heard another of his Cypresses for string quartet, but that is music that started out as a song cycle, which he wrote when he was in his mid-20s, and then he came back in his 40s and rearranged it for string quartet. We heard a recording there with the Panocha or Panocha Quartet. I believe they are a Czech-based string group. Appropriate enough for Antonín Dvořák. And the piece that we heard there was called Oh, Our Love Will Never Blossom to a Happy End. And in fact, it did not. However, Dvořák went on to marry the younger sister of the woman he wrote those pieces for. It is 8:19. Let me tell you what's coming up today on Radio Lillooet. When Snooze Button wraps up, I will leave you with music from the Folk World Reggae playlist. And that'll be playing most of the daylight day hours today. There are no student broadcasters today because it's a Pro D day at LSS. However, there are normally student broadcasters on the air between about 10:15 and 12:15 on weekdays. They just started up this week, but they will probably be doing a full broadcast schedule next week. Let's see, on Fridays, Democracy Now! Is not heard at 3 p.m. I cannot be available to put it on at that time, so it's on at 6 p.m. instead. And that'll be followed by an hour of music from the country playlist, and then the collection with your host Sheila Simpson, and then more music from the country playlist. Don't forget now, on Saturdays, the Andrew Twisty Family Hour is heard on Saturday mornings from 9 until 10 a.m. That's the live edition. And on Sunday mornings, you can get classical music starting around 5 in the morning that runs until 9. Actually, depending on how early I get up, it often starts earlier than that. Runs until 9 a.m. You don't have to listen to me talking. It's just the computer playing music. Noon is Fusion Cafe with your host Jason McLeod, and then it's more jazz fusion following for the rest of the day on Sundays. You'll find the schedule and many shows in podcast form on our website, radiolillooet.ca. Let's move on, and we're going to turn to Maurice Ravel. By the way, I'm giving the Baroque composers a day of rest today. They've been doing very heavy duty here on Snooze Button for the past couple of weeks, maybe even longer than that, and I decided, okay, let's give them a rest today, and then they'll be back next week with some, I'm not sure what, almost certainly some more Vivaldi, probably another Handel flute sonata or something like that. But we'll turn to Maurice Ravel now and hear a piece. We're hearing pieces that seem to be arrangements, at least on the first half of the show. This is a piece that he wrote for piano. He wrote a set of piano pieces called Miroir, Mirrors. And they're probably my favorite set of pieces by Ravel. All quite difficult pieces, not all necessarily difficult in the technical, showy, show-off kind of way, but they all have real difficulties of sonority and balance in them, but many of them are also technically difficult. And this is one of the most pianistically written of the pieces. It's so beautifully laid out for the piano. It's extraordinarily difficult to play, but it still lies quite well under the hands. And I don't know why, but for some reason Ravel decided to make an orchestration of this piece. Something makes me think he may have just felt there was a certain challenge in it that he wanted to face, of taking this extraordinarily pianistically laid out piece, which nevertheless creates an orchestral kind of sound on the piano. Anyway, he transferred it to the orchestra. I still like it better in the piano version, because then all the swirls and the whirling figurations that he has in the piece just come through much clearer, and to me are more evocative of the ocean, which is in the title, Une Barque sur l'Océan, a bark or a small boat on the ocean. But the orchestral version is brilliant, as are all of Ravel's orchestrations. And so let's listen to the Montreal Symphony Orchestra, and the conductor is Charles Dutoit.
Thank you.
We've been listening to music by Maurice Ravel. We heard. Sorry, I just had to take a second to read the computer clock, and my eyes must have been failing me terribly because I wrote down the wrong time there. I think that makes sense. All right, sorry. Music by Maurice Ravel. We heard Une Barque sur l'Océan, music that comes from his set of piano pieces, Miroir, but he orchestrated that and I think one other movement from the set of pieces. Anyway, that was recording with the Montreal Symphony Orchestra, and the conductor was Charles Dutoit. All right, let's do some public service announcements. We will start with the family movie nights going on at the library tonight. They get underway at 6 p.m. They're every Friday night at 6 p.m. at the library. They are free, and there are free snacks and popcorn. Tonight's movie is Ratatouille. Oh, by the way, next week also, on Wednesday evenings, our film's more aimed at a more mature audience, and they're at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays and free as well. Next Wednesday, February 25th, the film will be Pride, which is about an alliance between that built up between gay rights activists and fired coal miners during the Margaret Thatcher era. And that film's been getting a lot of good buzz, and I gather it's fairly entertaining, so might be a fun one to go to. Squilax First Nation, or Squilaw First Nation, and I apologize for whichever way is wrong. Notice of they have their notice of nominations and election of the Lands Committee. Nominations meeting will take place February 21st, that is tomorrow, 1 until 2 p.m. in the band office. And then elections will follow March 28th, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Let's see. Oh, let's do the pool schedule for today. And I'm missing a couple of others there. So today, early bird lane swim just wrapped up. But Aquafit will be starting up at 9 a.m. That runs on Tuesdays and Fridays, 9 until 10 a.m. Everyone, welcome. 10:30 to 11:30. Lane swimming, 11:30 until 1. And then this evening, Freak Out Friday. Everyone, welcome for that. That's 5:30 until 8 p.m. And on weekends, Saturday and Sunday, both days, it's everyone welcome, noon until 4. Today is the last day for kindergarten registration at Cayouche Elementary and George Murray. Let's see, that's between the hours of 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. And children to be eligible for kindergarten must be 5 years old on or before December 31st, 2015. An original birth certificate, immunization records, and care card must be provided at the time of registration. If you'd like more information, there are numbers you can phone for reference, but you will have to do registration in person. Cayouche Elementary, the number 256-4212, and then George Murray Elementary, 256-7543. Just making sure. Nope, got all those. Let's see. Finally, I want to remind you, Tuesday of next week is the final evening, astronomy evening at the Lillooet Library. That is from 7 until 9 p.m., and they are playing a DVD series called Experiencing Hubble, Understanding the Greatest Images of the Universe. This is hosted by local amateur astronomer Steve Hempel. Next week, they're talking about Abel 2218. That's a massive gravitational lens. I believe that is a galaxy, and a gravitational lens is when the gravity of an object is so great that it causes light from behind it to bend around it, creating distorted images. They'll also be dealing with the Hubble Ultra Deep Field and Hubble's legacy and beyond. This is not a course. I mean, it could be taken as one, I suppose, but the narration is very easy to understand, although the narrator goes into just enough science for those people who want to go a little bit deeper. But the images are absolutely fantastic. Steve is a great host, and he will answer questions. And also, I don't know if they had a chance this past Tuesday. I think the evening was fairly clear at that time, but it says telescopes will be available after the lecture for those interested in viewing constellations and planets, weather permitting. So that is this Tuesday, and that is the last one in that series. That's a free event at the library. Okay. Excuse me, should have shut off the mic a little sooner. That's going to be it for public service announcements. So for the entire rest of the show, we're going to turn to music by Mozart, and we're going to listen in its entirety to his quintet in E-flat major for piano and woodwinds. Don't think I've ever played the whole thing before. This comes from 1784. By that time, Mozart had started living in Vienna. Sadly, he only had 7 years left in his life, but he was pretty much at the peak of his powers. And he knew a lot of good woodwind players in Vienna, a clarinetist named Stadler, and a French horn player whose name I cannot for the life of me remember, but for whom he wrote all four of his French horn concertos. And he must have known a fairly decent oboist and bassoonist as well that prompted him to write this piece. And it is remarkable that so few other composers worked with this combination of piano and winds. Thankfully, Beethoven did also write a quintet for this combination. Very good piece. And is believed to have modeled it on Mozart's. Beethoven's is in the same key. But Mozart really broke new ground with this piece. And he seems to have thought fairly highly of the piece himself, and I don't mean in a conceited way. He really did write, though, that he thought it was the best thing he had written to at least up to that date. And he ain't far off. The way that the woodwinds, the combinations, the woodwinds combine with each other and their tones intertwine is just absolutely stunning. And then the way that they, in turn, dialogue with the piano. Anyway, it's in a fairly standard three movements. The first movement starts out with a slow introduction, but then it's allegro moderato after that. The second movement, larghetto, and the concluding movement, a rondo allegretto. This is the great pianist Murray Pariah playing with members of the English Chamber Orchestra. We hear Neil Black on oboe, Thea King clarinet, Graham Sheen bassoon, and Anthony Halstead on French horn.
Thank you.
That was music by Mozart. We have been listening to a complete recording of the quintet for piano and strings in E-flat major, Kreschel number 452, if anybody really cares. A recording with Murray Pariah on the piano, Neil Black oboe, Thea King clarinet, Graham Sheen on bassoon, and Anthony Halstead on the French horn. Anthony Halstead, by the way, if he's who I'm thinking of, he probably could have played the piano part there as well. He is a very talented keyboard player as well as being a talented French horn player, kind of a rare combination. That is going to be it for today's edition of Snooze Button, but if you missed the weather at the top of the show, let me give you a quick recap, at least take you through the weekend. As of 8 a.m., the temperature had dropped a tenth of a degree, 3.3 degrees. Looks like it's warmer out there now and some beautiful sunshine coming in the studio window, which I missed yesterday. Environment Canada says today mainly cloudy, 60% chance of showers over southern sections, a high today of 10 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of plus 5. Tomorrow, cloudy, 30% chances of showers in the morning, clearing in the afternoon. A high tomorrow of 6, and Sunday, sunny with a low of minus 3 and a high of 7. That's it for me. I'll say thanks very much for listening. Hope everybody has themselves a great day. Stay tuned now, and I will leave you